नमस्तेऽस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकालाग्नि कालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन् महादेवाय नमः। श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः नमः। The individual conscious being, with reference to a given body-mind-sense complex, in other words, tumpada vachya, you, the conscious being who is objective, who lets go. When one lets go, all attempts to control attempts to manipulate lets go attempts to control because nobody controls anything. Attempts to control, one lets go. One is in touch with Ishvara. When one attempts to do no harm, when one plans no harm, it's all within the structure of Ishvara. When one lets go, one's attempt to control, manipulate, one is in touch with what is one conscious being. Imagine you are dreaming. You have dreamt a world, sun, earth, and places, people. In this world you have created, within the orders that you have created are born people. Imagine an individual therein is looking at the world, trying to control situations, manipulate the world to this person's advantage, to the individual's advantage. This person, this individual, is saying Tasmai Namaha unto that Ishvara my Namaskar. Who is that Ishvara? That conscious being who is manifest in the form of Jagat, that is you, you have created. Just imagine, that individual in the dream says, that conscious being whose knowledge is manifest in the form of space, time, and the various orders that are there within this time space, physical order, means and ends, systems, galaxies, and whose biological order accounts for life forms, and who is in the form of prana, who sustains lives, who is in the form of psychological order, accounts for each individual's emotions, even programmed emotions of animals, human beings, within the order, processed, unprocessed emotions, within the order, the individual says, Tasmai Namaha, unto that conscious being, who is manifest in the form of orders, I, as an individual conscious being, I let go, the individual says, I let go my controls, my attempts to control. I let in my life more Ishvara, less of me, more of Ishvara. Less of me, more Ishvara. My desires are vibhuti of Ishvara. My emotions are within the order of Ishvara. My awareness of Ishvara is such that I am never away from the conscious being who is manifest in the form of Jagat. Jagat is conscious being. One conscious being. All knowledge, all Shakti. I let go. I let Ishvara be. Namaste yastu Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, Namaha te astu. Idam Namaha. I let go. I let Ishvara be. I let go. Let Ishvara be. Idam Namaha. The physical order of Ishvara pervades my physical body. Pervades every physical body. All that is here in this physical universe is Ishvara. Pervaded by Ishvara is Ishvara. My prana is a manifestation of Ishvara. My emotions never separate from the presence of Ishvara in the form of order. Order governing emotions. The values, order of karma, order of dharma, never away from the presence of Ishvara, knowing, remembering, recollecting all within the order of Ishvara, the order of knowing, remembering, recollecting, forgetting. Mattasmitir jnanam apohanam cha. All that is there is one conscious being. Dream is gone. All that is there, one conscious being, which includes my dream world, dream experience. All that is there is one conscious being. And within that is this conscious being. I make one step more. That conscious being is consciousness. That conscious being is consciousness. One consciousness. This conscious being is sustained by the same consciousness. One consciousness. When I say Tasmai Namaha, I am a Jignyasu Bhakta. When I understand the meaning of this two words, these two words, Namaha is from me, Tasmai, unto that Ishvara. When these two words yield themselves to their own content, all that is there is one Purusha, Purnaha, the whole being, Jnanitu, Atmaiva Mimatam. There is one Purusha, one whole being, one being, all consciousness. Purna. Shanti, shanti, shanti.